Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Alozic. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Bosefield. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ted Bosefield. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Jay Ward. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Rowland. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Rowland. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Cimoli moves to second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Rowland juggles the ball. That's an error on Rowland. Lump moves to third. Del Greco moves to second. Ted Bosefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosefield takes first base on ball four. Lump scores. Del Greco moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Del Greco tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Aluzik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Aluzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzik is 0-for-1 in the game. Aluzik hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roland hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bosfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Del Greco moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bosfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bosfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-for-3 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for George Alozic. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Tardabul moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing left field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Bosfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bosfield strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Causey reaches second base with a double. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 4 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Verhals scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.